interesting enough, the entrance of this space is a bridge.
Ted Yang is giving me a tour of the new offices of Media Crossing. Fittingly, his company's tagline is bridging the market.
Right. And so right now we're walking through an actual bridge, right? It is a literal physical way of expressing, you know, what we are as a company. So it's really cool. So
Yang is the chief technology officer and the co-founder of Media Crossing, a company that started from scratch barely 2 years ago and moved into this space in Stanford's Landmark Square in 2013.
My co-founder and I, Bill Lederer, came up with the idea in the Stanford Innovation Center, which is about, I don't know, 3 minutes from where we're sitting right now. And we came up with the idea as a merging of Wall Street and Madison Avenue.
That is, Media Crossing acts as a link, connecting buyers and sellers of online ad space. Banner ads, video, social media, mobile ads, all kinds of ways of getting products and services in front of your eyes while you're online. That's the Madison Avenue bit, and of course, it's not a new business.
But what we bring to the table is a level of kind of technical and quantitative rigor that doesn't exist, and really a capacity to bear risk, and therefore really, you know, blow up the model that exists today.
And that's where the Wall Street part of the equation comes in. Yang is a former trader for Lehman Brothers, and he's worked in technology for two huge hedge funds. He's fully familiar with the tools financial institutions use to assess risk and drive down costs. He says the companies that currently dominate the online ad business aren't interested in those factors.
When you do media buys or sells, frankly, these guys take a piece of the action. Right, so if it's 15%, you trade, you know, $1,000, that's a check for $150 that goes to them. Therefore, they're not under any incentive to truly innovate and certainly not save you money and make things more efficient for you because that hurts their revenues.
Media Crossing's model instead applies big data to calculate the right placement for an ad campaign or the right buyer for an online ad space offered by a publisher. And it makes its money by assuming some of the risk that the right space will pay off.
Because we've seen hundreds of millions or billions of these transactions before, we can provide better insights into who are the right people that we can put onto that site. And therefore, yes, increase their revenue, but also make that more effective for the ultimate advertisers so they'll come back.
Co-founder Bill Lederer has also worked on Wall Street and in advertising, including the world's biggest ad agency, WPP. But alongside that corporate experience, he's a serial entrepreneur. This is the seventh company he's founded.
Well, I'm interested in big problems. I'm interested particularly where there are structural challenges in an industry where it's difficult for the industry to solve its own problem.
Media Crossing started live trading ad space at the end of last year, and its client roster is growing. It's hired almost 30 employees, many of them with senior experience in the financial world. But Lederer says the company probably won't turn a profit until 2016 or so, something he says concentrates his focus.
Yeah, I think Ted and I have proven that we're pretty good at our ability to write checks. Every day that we're dependent on other people's capital, there is the likelihood that we may lose value for ourselves and for our partners in this business.
They're backed by venture capital and by money from Connecticut Innovations, the state's tech investment agency. Ted Yang says the move from the structure of hedge funds to the more exposed world of the startup is exhilarating.
You don't know how good you are unless you can do it, you know, without the net.
And the rewards are potentially worth it. Online advertising is about $5 billion a year right now, but that's forecast to rise to $50 billion within 10 years. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.